huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, this rant episode, I'm going to completely interrupt it and do something very different because right now, the world is in shock. And I've had a hard week, and probably the hardest week I've had maybe in the last 6 months and probably right up there with the hardest week I've probably had in business, to be honest. We've had some challenges and I'm really happy that the office has opened again so I can come in and start fixing things, because generally if I get a bit down or challenged or find things hard, as long as I'm going to fixing mode and go and sort people's problems and my problems and the world's problems out, I feel like that gives me a bit of sanity, if you like. I got to the end of yesterday and the first thing was a bit of a kick in the nuts. The second thing was a knee in the nuts. The third thing was an elbow drop in the nuts. The fourth thing was like getting the nuts in a vice and squeezing the nuts. And by the end of it, just a little push and a blow feels like it could just break you. And and then almost immediately when that happened, my friend, who helps me get watches, he used to play for Man United. He sent me a message and he said, like, mate, Kobe Bryant is dead. And I was like, nah, no way. Fake news. I checked on BBC. It wasn't on BBC. And he says, mate, it's happened. And I didn't know Kobe Bryant. And I'm not necessarily a basketball fan. But what I do know is that man is a legend. And the service that he gave the world and, you know, what he did and how many people he inspired. You know, it wasn't just a basketball player. He inspired so many people. And it was weird because I felt like I'd lost almost like a distant family member. And Kobe Bryant was 41 years old. And I'm 41 years old. And it just puts everything into perspective. So the title of this video and this podcast is if, you know, things are sometimes hard for you, I think context is everything. And there's a video that someone caught what happened on video, because obviously everyone wants to know what happened. And the helicopter is just like move. It's just completely out of control. It's spinning up and round and it just goes into this valley. And then there's just this huge, huge explosion. And you can hear people crying who are recording the video. And like, if you've got your kids that you can look in the eye, if you're healthy, then everything else really probably doesn't matter. And it's really made me think. Moments like this make me think, you know, am I sweating the small stuff? Am I taking personally things that aren't personal? Am I feeling challenged by things that in the grand scheme of life aren't that important? Am I focusing on enough on living a good life and being a good person and serving people well and making a difference? Or am I getting sucked into believing I've got problems when they're very much first world problems? There's probably 5 million people in the world who would love to have the problems I've just had in the last week. And I must admit, and did I say 5 million or 5 billion? Because it's probably 5 billion. And I must admit, I started to feel not very good about the situations. And then immediately it's like, I have a great life. I'm healthy. I've got a healthy family. I've got so many community members, supporters, friends, fans, followers, a great team in this office. I was having breakfast and lunch with my mum and dad yesterday, who are both still alive. I was watching my kids do a park run, you know, both enjoyed themselves. I took my son down the golf range and, you know, we had good fun. I've got friends around me, and I just think that context is everything. So if you're feeling challenged, that things are hard, alone, beat down, kicked in the privates over and over and over, just remember people like Alexander McQueen and Kobe Bryant, who did more in 20 years of their career than most people do in two or 20 lifetimes. And yet for some reason, it seems so wrong and so cruel and so unfair that people who make such a big difference on this planet only get to live a short life. This is what I wanted this topic to be about. Context, gratitude, humility, service, caring about others. I find if you're feeling challenged, or you've got really big problems or difficulties in your life, or you've got pain, people often ask me, how do you deal with that? Well, I've got a few little tips I can give you. And that is, one, I think put it into context. Realize how many more people in this world have got it harder than us. I think two is to express your feelings. For me, live stream videos, podcasts, talking to mentors or really close, trusted friends, partners. I think that that's really important. And rather than bottling it in, so I think that's the second thing. I think the third thing is to, how can you take how you feel and make it into something good? You know, maybe you can create some content that helps people. You could do support calls. You could go and do some charity work. You could create extra acts of service, random acts of kindness. But, you know, like towards the end of yesterday evening, I was starting to feel like, right, I need to go and put a few people into line here, and I need to go and, you know, ruffle a few feathers. And then what happened with Kobe Bryant, I didn't feel that at all. I felt like I wanted to go and see if everyone was all right. And I messaged a few people and told, and they probably thought something was wrong with me, because I messaged a few people and told them that I loved them, I appreciated them, I cared for them, that I was here for them. And I feel like that's what I want to do now. And I think that's a great way to turn pain into something good and useful. And that helps you immediately put into context all the little problems you've got, all the little breakages, all the little difficulties, which you can make much bigger than they actually really are, because you don't have context. Like if every day you had to walk 20 miles to get water, you'd have context on your small problems and you wouldn't sweat them anymore. So if things are hard for you, remember context, remember having great people around you, remember turning it into service and value, remember it can always be worse. Remember, if you've got the basic things in life, then you're living a good life. Every day you leave the house and you come back at the end of the day, it's been a good day. So I didn't really want to go on a usual Rob's rant on this episode. I just wanted to talk about perspective and context. And maybe we can all use this today and for the next few days to just do that a little bit more good and just be there for people a little bit more, and just to express our feelings and emotions a little bit more, to be supportive. You know, service focused. That's all I have to say. But it's horrific news and I'm completely shocked, and I didn't even know the person. But I think that the definition of a legend isn't just someone who was one of the best basketball players of all time. I think so many people who'd never even met him. I mean, I scrolled down my Instagram feed today and every other post is about Kobe Bryant. And many people are saying they never met him, but, you know, what he did and what he did after his career, and, you know, the motivational quotes and just the how they he made them feel. Just he added value to so many people's lives. And that for me is a legend, and that for me is a legacy. And I hope that that can inspire us all to be a legend of next door. You know, they say the millionaire next door. Well, you can be a legend next door. And you can be a legend in your own right and make a difference to people. And whilst he only had a short life, he made a huge impact. And his 13-year-old daughter was in the aircraft, and four other people who probably aren't famous and probably aren't even going to get named. But these people had families as well. And it's just, man, it's just such a humbler, because you can walk out of the house one day and never come back, or someone you love could walk out of the house and never come back. And it's weird, because almost not far off to the day last year, I watched the McQueen documentary. McQueen was 40 when he committed suicide. I was 40 then. Kobe Bryant was 41. I'm 41. And it's like, I feel like these messages are there for me and my community and for people who watch and listen to my work, to do good work and to focus on the important things, because life is fucking short. So thanks for tuning in. I really value you, appreciate you, love you. Thank you for all your support, for following me, for sharing, for commenting, for connecting through all the private messages. I carry you with me all the time. When I do make it public or I share my journey, I mean, what I'm about is sharing what is real. So if I'm winning and things are going great, I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to tell you how to maybe figure that out for yourself. But if I'm having challenges and difficulties and things aren't going so well, I'm going to tell you that too, because that's the reality, isn't it? We're all on this snakes and ladders journey of life. And sometimes you go up a big ladder, and sometimes you come down a small snake, and sometimes you come down a massive snake, and sometimes you go up lots of small little ladders. And that's real. And I suppose that's just how I want to be with you. So when I do let people know of the challenges I'm having, I always get lots of messages. I had one come up on this live stream, which basically said, hey, look, Rob, if you want to have a chat, I'm here. I had a few messages like that yesterday. So I really value you. I tend to do that a lot for other people, and I tend to not be very good at accepting help myself. And that's something that I'm going to work on. And I think you should work on it too. If you're struggling, ask for help, reach out. I'm here to support you. If you're really struggling and you're feeling down, I will give anyone 15 minutes of my time, because, you know, I think I could probably help you put things into perspective. So let's put today and this week in perspective. Go out there and smash it. Go and live like a legend this week. Go and live this week like it's your last week that you've got, and go and make a massive difference. And thank you for following me. And finally, remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.